not a lot of people get to be on the screen with Reese Witherspoon. How did that all happen?
Well, I was asked to audition. I failed a couple of times until I was flown to Los Angeles, where I happened to freestyle the audition after looking at how Reese was doing it. Because I was following the script, and so the director, Filippo, told me to try a different character. And when I was flowing with it and I saw how Reese was doing it, not following the script, I just did exactly that. And that's how they allowed me to play that part.
What was it like working with her?
She's like a cool 16-year-old. Yeah, very funny. Cool to hang out with. She's like our sister, so it was fun. It was fun hanging out with her.
How do you want this movie to be remembered? How do you want people to kind of take a step away and think about the world after they watch this movie?
It's a movie to create conscious awakening. You know, when stories are told and human beings feel the pain of those people, you don't need to tell them what to do. They'll automatically act. You know, it's a story of strength, of how Lost Boys managed to survive and call themselves a family and trying to adapt into a new kind of life from a refugee camp, from running as a refugee, from child soldierism into adapting into a city. The other thing that most people don't know about the Lost Boys of South Sudan, most of them were child soldiers.
Was it kind of difficult for you, considering the fact that, like, a lot of these things parallel your own life? Like, acting it, it's like you lived it at the same time.
It was not easy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to relive the struggle through the story again. But you kind of, like, remember this is acting, you know? And also you read the script. The script was disturbing because you're able to smell the situation, you're able to pose and the words, but we saw it, look, this is an opportunity to speak out for many whose voices are not heard.
At the end of the day, is that like kind of what you think your main goal is as a musician, as an actor, to get that message out to as many people as possible?
Because people have the power. The more, you see, what I always say is when you reach somebody's heart, it will take them lifetime to do that cause. But if you reach their mind, it's going to be temporary. So, as an artist, it doesn't matter what form of art you use, either acting or just drawing pictures or doing poetry or carving. Whatever form of art you have, if you reach people's heart, you have a more bigger impact.